Talk about French leaders. It's 2 centuries since the heyday of Napoleon Bonaparte, and the man can still arouse powerful and conflicting sentiments. In 1803, Beethoven dedicated a symphony to the French conqueror, whom he saw as the embodiment of the ideals of the French Revolution. But when the composer learned that Bonaparte had crowned himself emperor, he furiously scratched Bonaparte's name off the title page and later renamed it the Eroica. Well, if you can't have a Beethoven symphony named for you while you're alive, how about a theme park a couple of hundred years after you die? In France, a member of parliament has announced plans for a theme park that's been dubbed Napoleon Land on the outskirts of Paris. It would feature both historical reenactments and some Napoleonic-themed rides, something aquatic for the Battle of Trafalgar, some pyramids for Egypt. Historian Peter Hicks works with the Napoleon Foundation in Paris. The foundation would likely authenticate what's done at the park, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And from what you've read, would this thing that's been called Napoleon Land be a fitting commemoration for Bonaparte?
Well, I think it's a very interesting thing. It's been slightly... they've shown it with a rather tongue-in-cheek way. They've portrayed it as a rather bit of a joke. And I think it's a bit more serious than that. The idea is it shows Napoleon and Napoleonic battles, namely, in a way that you can watch. So you're like having a history lesson while you sit and watch a historical show, as it were.
How do the French how do they teach the story of Napoleon Bonaparte? Is he remembered as the spirit of liberty across Europe, or the dictator, the man who's sometimes mentioned by others along with Attila the Hun and Hitler?
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, that's rather strange comparisons. But yes, in the national curriculum, in the books that they produce, it's a rather republican view of Napoleon, republican in the French sense. In other words, a discourse which shows Napoleon as a man who rendered France less than it was before the revolution, a man who caused lots of conscript soldiers to die in wars outside France, a man who bankrupted the country. It's a rather negative view. This is the sort of traditional view that comes out of the school books. If you look at other books, a slightly more, perhaps, right-wing approach, then Napoleon is seen more as the bringer of glory, the man who brought a structure and order to France, who brought legal codes to Europe, and who, almost despite himself, brought what they call the advantages of the French Revolution to places like Italy and Germany and Spain.
Is he sufficiently... Of the distant past now, so that if there were a roller coaster that very imperfectly alluded to the life of Napoleon Bonaparte, it wouldn't be too much of a sacrilege.
Oh, no, I think that would always be sacrilege. I think that's an interesting point, but I think basically this park is going to be living history. It's a place that will have reenactments of battles, for sure, but it will also have reenactments of bivouacs. So you can wander around the bivouac and see people dressed as soldiers of the period. You'll be able to see people reenacting, I hope and I expect, milkmaids of the time, people reenacting just simple people of the time, houses, seeing the context, so that the whole thing is a larger-than-life historical lesson. This is certainly the way the Puy du Fou works. It's a medieval theme park that has jousting shows, and I'm assuming that that's what this Napoleon theme park is going to resemble. There's not going to be a roller coaster with Napoleon on the front or Josephine on the back. I mean, we at the Fondation, I think we wouldn't be too impressed with something that was just like a sort of historical Disney. That would be not quite what we want.
And if it really snows in the winter, it can be Russia.
Well, the Puy du Fou only operates in the summer, so I imagine this is probably an idea. That's the model they'll be using, and so they'll be opening in April and closing in September. I imagine that's how it'll work. I don't know if you know, but in Europe, every year at Waterloo and various other Napoleonic battle sites, they have reenactments of Napoleonic battles, and they're very popular. Thousands of people go and watch these things.
Well, Peter Hicks, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a delight. Thank you very much.
Historian Peter Hicks is the Director of International Affairs for the Fondation Napoleon, the Napoleon Foundation in Paris.
Little General Napoleon of France tried to conquer the world, but he lost his pants amid defeat on his Bonaparte's retreat. And that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo. Waterloo. Everybody has darling proved untrue, took her life. But he lost his too, and now he swings.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.